Hello and welcome to another episode of The Debug Life. Today we're going to be talking about the amygdala, how it affects us physiologically and physically, and how to use tricks to live a more stress-free and a more peaceful life. Now, the amygdala is a small, almond-shaped structure of cells located in the temporal lobes on both sides of the brain, just above the hippocampus and below the frontal lobes. It is part of the limbic system, which is a group of brain structures involved in processing emotions, motivation, and memory, responsible for our emotional and behavioral responses as well. The amygdala's primary function is processing and responding to emotionally charged events and regulating social and emotional behavior, including the fear response. It receives input from various senses, such as sight, hearing, touch, and it helps to identify and respond to emotionally charged stimuli, all of which most of us are pretty familiar with. The amygdala is also involved in the consolidation, which is just a fancy word for the storage, of memories, especially emotional ones, and it plays a role in triggering memories during the retrieval process. Finally, the amygdala is also involved in the stress response. The amygdala plays a crucial role in our emotional, social, and professional lives. Therefore, understanding its functions and how to maintain its health is vital for mental and emotional wellness, as well as being successful in life. The fear response is generated by the activation of the amygdala, which in turn stimulates the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus sends signals to certain adrenal glands in the body to produce hormones such as adrenaline and cortisol. The release of these hormones causes physical changes, such as an increase in heart rate, breathing, blood sugar, and perspiration. In addition to its role in processing and responding to emotions, the amygdala regulates social behaviors. It helps individuals recognize and respond appropriately to social cues, such as facial expressions and tone of voice, and it plays a critical role in developing and maintaining social relationships. Research has shown that damage to, or even the removal of, the amygdala can lead to Kluver-Busey syndrome, which is characterized by the loss of fear and inhibition, leading to risky behavior, compulsive eating, dysfunctional sexual activity, and an inability to recognize friends or family. It is well known that stress-related illnesses, like PTSD, cause changes in brain structure, including the size and connectivity of the amygdala, and differences in the ratio of gray matter to white matter. But chronic stress can have similar effects as PTSD can. The brain's gray matter is packed with nerve cells and is responsible for higher functions such as thinking, computing, and decision-making. It is also involved in sensory perception, movement, and emotion. Therefore, gray matter is vital in how we think, behave, and perceive the world around us. However, gray matter only makes up about half of the brain. The other half is white matter. White matter is comprised of axons, which are responsible for forming a network of fibers that connect neurons in the gray matter and create a communications network between different brain regions. White matter gets its name from the presence of myelin, a fatty white sheath that facilitates these connections. Research has shown that prolonged stress may lead to the hardening of the wires between neurons, which can cause hyperconnected circuits and an excess of myelin and white matter in certain areas of the brain. The brain usually trims excess wiring through a process called neuropruning, but cortisol, which is released due to prolonged stress, may create increased communication between the hippocampus and amygdala, leading to a brain that is prone to a constant state of flight or fight. Chronic stress can alter stem cells and cause them to inhibit connections to the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for learning, problem solving, and decision making. This can lead to the development of anxiety, depression, PTSD, and many other issues. These mechanisms may have evolved to improve the flight or fight response during times of threat. However, in our modern society, chronic stress can improperly activate this flight or fight system and have negative effects on daily life when there's no actual physical danger present. An amygdala hijack, or being triggered, can be recognized by an intense surge of emotion that drowns out your ability to think and respond rationally to any given situation. During these hijacks, the fight or flight response is activated, causing various physical symptoms such as increased heart rate, rapid breathing, and tense muscles. However, there are a few strategies you can employ to calm your amygdala and regain control of the situation. The first thing you can try is engage in deep breathing by taking slow, controlled breaths and focusing on the breath as it moves in and out of the body. Now, this may sound overly simplistic, but there's some real science here to back this up. Doing this activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which signals your brain that you're safe and you don't need the flight or fight response. Second, get physically active. Exercise triggers powerful changes in the brain that can reduce tension and anxiety, improve your mood, promote feelings of calm, and energize you. Exercising is an excellent distraction, enabling you to break out of any vicious negative thought cycles. Third, practice mindfulness. MRI scans show that practice shrinks the amygdala and reduces the hyperconnectivity with the prefrontal cortex. Fourth, find social support. Talking to a therapist, trusted friend, or family member about your experiences can build a sense of support and help reduce feelings of isolation, which in turn helps calm the amygdala. Fifth, schedule relaxation throughout the day. Find activities that help you promote relaxation, such as yoga and meditation, and schedule them in your daily routine. Doing this level of self-care will help you reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Now, these techniques may be different for anyone. One thing that might work for me might not work for you. So try different things. See what relaxes you. See what you can on a daily basis and do them on a daily basis. Finally, prioritize sleeping well. The amygdala is essential for the processing of memories and the regulation of stress and emotions. When we don't get enough sleep, the amygdala becomes more reactive to stressors, leading to an increased risk of anxiety and stress-related disorders. Getting the right amount of sleep helps regulate the flight or fight response. If you have any questions, if you have any additions, please let me know in the comments. Thank you for listening.